Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Mid-South Forestry Equipment Show. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. John Owl, Mississippi State University Extension Assistant Professor. So, Dr. Owl, the Mid-South Forestry Equipment Show is a big deal. It just covers all different forestry-related activities. What is this all about?
The Mid-South Forestry Equipment Show is the longest-running live demonstration of a logging equipment show in the South. We've been doing it for a very long time. It's been very successful, and our goal is to recognize loggers and show off the equipment they use. Obviously, it's a venue for a lot of equipment dealers to show their stuff off and sell equipment.
Most of it's new, but I guess there's also old stuff and interesting things to see. So who comes to this event?
Loggers and their family and foresters and their families, and it really is a family show. Basically just a good time. For 2 days, we go out there and watch logging equipment work and fellowship with other loggers.
Do school groups attend?
Absolutely. We have, normally on Friday, there are school groups that come through from local elementary and high schools and then also from colleges.
And what does everyone learn here?
They learn all about logging equipment. And we also have, for this show, we have continuing education. Most of the loggers in the state are in the Professional Logging Manager Program, and they need to earn 12 hours of continuing education every 2 years. We offer enough hours at this program, if they go both days, they can earn all 12 that they need to earn and be done with it for 2 more years.
Well, that is excellent. And speaking of the 2 years, it's held every other year.
It is.
That correct?
It is. It's held every even year.
And the grounds are huge. There is equipment everywhere. I think there's door prizes.
There are door prizes. It's divided into two areas. There's what we call the static area. There's no equipment operating within that area. And then we have a live demonstration area. And this year, they'll be fairly close together, so it's going to be easier to get from and to cover all aspects of the show, whereas in the past, we've had to move the live area a long way away, and there was a lot of walking involved. This time, we hope it's going to be a nice, more compact show, and people are able to get around more easily.
And there's going to be tents with, like, educational demonstrations and presentations for anybody that wants to come and watch.
Once you're registered for the show, you're able to attend any continuing education program you want to attend. And we're also going to have a skidder driving competition and a loader operating competition.
And do they still do the stacking of the logs? Like, is that the loading?
Yes, that's a loader competition.
Okay, those are always really fun. I think there's even like a sawdust box for the kids.
There's a children's area where they get to drive a little lawn tractor that looks like a log truck and a little log trailer back behind it. And they have prizes in the sawdust.
That sounds like so much fun. And sometimes there's even artists there with their wood art. Is that correct?
They do. In the past, we've had chainsaw sculptors there who are carving things out of wood. I'm not sure if they're coming again this year or not. We're still selling those spots. We hope to have another great show. Last time we had over 6,000 people walk through the show, and so we're hoping to even get more than that this time.
Okay, and there's something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Is there any other information you want to add? Like, what should people wear to this event?
It's going to be September 21st and 22nd, and so chances are it's going to be pretty warm. So make sure you're comfortable. You know, shorts, tennis shoes, you're going to be walking around a little bit. You can't bring your ATV and drive that around. You got to walk. We'll have some transportation there for some people, but again, it's too congested, and so we can't have people driving their ATVs. We're going to have water stations out there, but it's always a good idea to bring some of your own water. No alcohol on the property, obviously.
Yeah. And of course, you know, it's always good to bring those wet cloths that you can, you know, use to put around your neck if you get hot. And closed-toe shoes, of course,
right?
Because of the sawdust and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sunglasses, hats, wide-brim hats. And for those that are disabled, there will be some gator carts and stuff.
For disabled folks, yes, we will be able to move them around, but you can't bring your own, and you have to set that up at the registration table.
When and where will this Mid-South Forestry Equipment Show be held, and where can we go for more information?
Okay. Again, it's going to be on September 21st and 22nd, Friday and Saturday, from 8 to 4 on Friday and 8 to 3 on Saturday. It's at the John W. Starr Memorial Forest, and it's right there on Highway 25. You can't miss it. You'll drive by a big area at the Charles Burkhart Pavilion, and you'll see there'll be flags and banners and everything up there. You can go to midsouthforestry.org. Online registration starts on June 25th, and online registration is $20, and that gets you, your spouse, your children under 18 in for everything. It's just $20. If you register on-site, it's $25.
And that's in Starkville.
Starkville, yes.
Mississippi. Today we've been speaking with Dr. John Owl, Assistant Professor. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.